Hello, my name is Chris Logsdon. Today, I will be talking about the 54th Massachusetts and the Battle of Fort Wagner and what effect it had on African Americans fighting for the Union. This battle took place during the Civil War, a time in which the North and South were divided on issues leading to secession. While it was thought that slavery was the main reason for war, states' rights really were. However, African Americans had never really had the opportunity to fight to gain their independence. This opportunity finally came on a beach in Charleston Harbor, where an all-black regiment would change the fortunes for blacks who followed. Following the battle at Antietam, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation of 1862, which freed all slaves in the South. Then, with the urging of Frederick Douglass, President Lincoln and the Union Army started allowing African Americans to enlist. The first all-black regiment was formed in Boston, Massachusetts, the 54th Massachusetts. The 54th Massachusetts was made up of 1,007 black soldiers and 37 white officers. The white officers were the only white soldiers in the regiment. A young colonel named Robert Gould Shaw, the son of two major wealthy abolitionists from Boston, led this regiment. The 54th Massachusetts was used mostly for manual labor at first down in the South. However, on July 18, 1863, they got the chance to prove themselves. The Union Army was attempting to capture Charleston Harbor, but would have to secure the forts guarding the outer ring of the harbor. They decided to start with Fort Wagner. Shaw requested that the 54th Massachusetts receive the honor of leading the assault, knowing full well that his regiment would experience heavy casualties. Just as dusk set, the regiment charged the fort. After the night was over, the Confederates held the fort, and many Union soldiers lay dead in the sand. The 54th did indeed suffer heavy casualties. Out of 600 men that Shaw led into battle, 268 ended up dead, wounded, or missing once the fight was over. Shaw himself was killed, taking a bullet through the chest. Union forces would never take the fort and were forced to pull out of Charleston. How did this affect African Americans fighting for the Union, you may ask? Up until this point in the war, African American regiments were only used for manual labor and raiding Confederate towns and burning supplies. They were never allowed to fight the Confederates. The biggest misconception among people in general, but mainly Union officials, was that African Americans were not able to fight as well as white soldiers. An all-black regiment would never be able to perform the tasks that a white regiment could. So if this is the case, why should they even be allowed to see action? It took the urging of Shaw to finally let his men see action. The 54th Massachusetts was the first all-black regiment allowed to fight in the war. They proved themselves at Fort Wagner and showed that an all-black regiment was more than capable of fighting as well as white regiments. In fact, the general who was in charge of the attack in an interview said that he thought they fought more gallantly than any all-white regiment he had ever seen. For the remaining 2 years following Fort Wagner, around 180,000 African Americans would enlist to fight in the Union. Not all of them would get the chance to fight, but when those who did had the opportunity, they seized it and showed everyone what they were capable of doing. There is one major reason that Americans back then overlooked when wondering if African Americans could fight as well as whites. That reason was that the African Americans were fighting for something, their freedom. When a man is fighting for something, he is motivated. But when they are fighting for their freedom, they will go to great lengths to do what they can. Just like the Americans during the Revolution, who were fighting for their independence, while the British really had no reason for being there, other than their king's ordering them. You could argue that African Americans were more motivated than white regiments in the Union because they were actually fighting for a cause, while the white regiments in the Union were there because they were ordered or drafted to fight. Also, the 54th Massachusetts had the first African American to ever win the Medal of Honor. While the Battle of Fort Wagner was a loss for Union and resulted in heavy casualties for 54th Massachusetts, it turned the tide for African Americans fighting for the Union. The 54th showed that an all-black regiment could fight just as well as any white regiment that the Union had, Even today, the 54th is remembered through a statue they have in Boston and in the movie Glory. Shaw and his men gave African Americans the chance to fight following the Battle of Fort Wagner and led to more opportunities for blacks during that time.